This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
This is the cockatrice.
Yeah, I don't like this thing.
Neither do I.
There's a monster in my podcast.
You're just a basilisk.
Yeah, you're just a birdie basilisks.
Yep. And again, it's just like, I understand you're from nature. You have to be in here, but I'm not scared of you.
It's not from nature.
I don't like you. I just understand that in order for this book to be educational, they had to include a certain percentage of monsters from nature, and you got in under that. Okay, it's like you got into college for free for being blind. I'm not going to torque it. Accept it.
Oh man, they left out one of my favorite things about real life cockatrice, which are I think this might be true in some folklore. It's believed that that an egg without a yolk, if left undestroyed, it will grow to be a cockatrice instead of a regular chicken.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Well, I mean, man, we should test that. We gotta get some eggs.
Did you hear about Gary and Cole? Yeah, I love their podcast. What happened to them? Well, they grew a cockatrice.
Yeah, I don't know what they thought would happen. Because that's the most interesting thing about this is like getting their eggs for when they're young for unusual pets.
Yeah.
You know, because there's your hook. You know, you have like an exotic pet dealer or something like that who turns up. I guess he would be somebody sells a statue that the players recognize and somebody they knew or something like that. It's not very much of a hook.
No. I like the idea. So like if these things hatched and they look like just like regular peeps, you know, if they, you know, it's like regular chicks, but then they slowly grew.
Marshmallow cockatrice.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they just kind of like rolled around in with like a coop and then all of a sudden a small town is getting statuified and they don't know how.
Yeah. Yeah. Or somebody does it on purpose. This guy who's controlled by the cloaker and mails the adventurers a tiny chick that's been turned to stone.
Yeah. It's an invitation to the town.
Yeah, it's a series of clues. Man, I gotta play more D&D.
I feel like this is a good outlet for it though.
Yeah, way cooler than the cockatrice is the pyrolisk.
Oh yeah.
Who is smart and evil, and the only difference is instead of turning you to stone, his gaze sets you on fire.
Yep.
Like, that's original and badass.
You have to make a save versus death.
Yeah, lest you get immolated just by looking at him.
Instantly burst into flames, dying in agony. Good flavor, buddy.
And the only clue that this is going to happen is that he has one red feather.
That's great.
That's really like evocative and cool.
A lesser book would have given a DC, like what you had to be like for the perception check on that.
Yeah. Instead, it's just like, you know, you just have to know. Mm-hmm. There's a hook too. Like you throw a bunch of
eventually you would know.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like you bait and switch somebody.
Yeah,
you know.
I also like that the pyroless mortal enemy is the phoenix.
Ooh, yeah. They hate each other.
We didn't describe what these are. So when we say cockatrice, they're like just lizard birds. They've got like a tail, like with a bunch of feathers on it, and they'll turn it like the regular ones will turn you to stone by pecking at you.
Yeah. Yep. I love these things quite a bit. the pyrolisks, the regular ones, not so much. They have bat wings for no reason.
Right.
Like, I don't really understand that.
It's like a cargo cult of evil a little bit. Like, yeah, let's just add bat wings to it to make it it's a real real lazy shorthand. Also, I don't know if like actual cockatrices elsewhere have the bat wings. I think that like that feels like a concession to, you know, this
just to make it more monstrous.
Yeah
Agreed. Try harder, cockatrice. Suck my cockatrice.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.